One of my favorite hobbies is to play the piano. I'm not going to mention him by name because I don't want to embarrass him. There's someone here who plays amazingly well by ear. He can sit down at the piano and he can play anything. When I was here earlier on, he was sitting at the piano playing this great jazz tune, which he was just making up. Well, I can't do that. I need to have the music in front of me, and I particularly enjoy playing classical music. And that as I try to play a piece of classical music, there are a couple of things I might try to do. I might try to listen to a concert pianist play the piece, because then I know, that's the ideal, that's what I'm seeking. I'll never get there in this life, but at least I know what the goal is before me. But then as I'm trying to work on a composition, I'll have to be aware of three things. Attentive to the notes that are on the page. And this is, again, another remarkable thing when listening to a concert artist who's got the whole piece memorized, or she's got the whole piece memorized. And as you follow along, you realize that they are being completely obedient to the composer's intention. They are playing all the notes right. So to be attentive to the notes that are on the page. To have what's called a docile attitude, meaning I'm willing to work and to practice and to try to get that particular one run right. And then thirdly, a quality of perseverance. To say, okay, I'm going to stick with this and I'm going to get better at it. These three qualities, to be attentive or obedient to the score, to have a docile spirit so I can continue to grow and to learn as a musician, and to persevere at that, is also what I would say we see with what we call the saints of the church. These are men and women and even children who, as we look at the way they lived their Christian life, they lived in such a way that they were attentive to God. They had a docility of spirit whereby they were continually wanting to grow, and they persevered to the end. On this family that we call Holy Family Sunday, the Sunday right after Christmas, the church wants us to recognize there's a particular way that in each of our lives, although we might not be able to emulate the Holy Family perfectly, just like I will never play the piano like Horowitz, we can continue to aspire towards that ideal and that goal. And indeed, we see with the Holy Family these three qualities: an attentiveness, an obedience to God, a docility of spirit, and a desire to persevere in living as a family. In the reading that I did from the Gospel, we hear of their attentiveness to the Word of God when St. Luke tells us that every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of Passover. Indeed, for the Jewish people, there were certain times of the year when they were to be attentive to the rituals and the rites of what it meant to be Jewish. And so that they would travel all the way from Nazareth, 100 kilometers down to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. We see repeatedly in the Gospels the Holy Family being attentive to Scripture, listening to the Word of God and forming and conforming their lives in accordance with that Word. But not only are they attentive, there is also this docility of spirit that we see particularly expressed by our Lord in this comment that St. Luke makes at the end of the passage. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. And he went home to Nazareth, and he was obedient to his parents. This understanding here that we see with Jesus, the very Son of God, that he lived within the context of a human family. And as such, Jesus Christ had a docility of spirit. He was open to the interrelationship that existed between him and Mary and Joseph in such a way that he grew in wisdom and in stature. We're also told that Our Lady, in responding to Jesus, when he said, "Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house?" that she didn't fully understand what he was saying. But we're told that she pondered all of these things in her heart. This is also a docility of spirit, where there are things that we might not understand about our Catholic faith. There might be things about how our faith relates to us and how we live it out in our lives that we don't fully understand, just like Our Lady did not fully understand Jesus. But she pondered these things in her heart. Attentive, docile, and thirdly, we see with the Holy Family their perseverance. After they had been in Jerusalem, they go back to Nazareth. And we will not hear about Jesus again for another 18 years. What will now follow are called the silent years. But what we can understand is that Mary, St. Joseph, and Jesus lived together within the context of family life. And by recognizing that, we acknowledge that they lived the ordinary life of a peasant family, where Joseph, as a carpenter, shared that trade with Jesus, his stepson, and that they would have lived the day in, day out events of life in a very normal way. And I think this gets to the very heart of what this day means for you and for me. To be part of a family is to be attentive to the others who are in the family. It's to learn to listen to them, and at times we might say, "I don't understand what that person is about, what he's saying, what she's doing." But we'll ponder these things in our heart, and it's our desire to grow in the deepening of our familial relationships as we also learn the way of docility in family life. That is the willingness to listen so as to yield to the other, to understand the other's point of view, to see where they are coming from. And then thirdly, any family that has been a family for any length of time knows how it needs perseverance. That ability to say, "I am going to follow through on my commitments, on my desire to be part of this family." We all know that in the course of our lives, there are so many things that we experience. Sick children, the routine of meals, extracurricular activities, mortgage payments, the accepting of the foibles of one spouse, and willingly admitting our own. It is in these very situations that we learn to be holy families. We learn to live in such a way that we want to emulate, however incompletely and imperfectly, the Holy Family. Just as when I sit down and try to play a Mozart sonata, it's not going to sound like Horowitz, but I give what I can and take the gifts that I've been given and use them to make the most beautiful music I can. May we in our families learn these traits, the traits of attentiveness, docility, and perseverance. For when this happens, it does not only allow for the harmonies of Mozart to emanate, so to speak, from my piano, but these traits enable families to live together harmoniously and graciously. Mary, Saint Joseph, and Jesus, pray for our families, that they may become ever more holy throughout the coming year. Amen.